This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Attorney John Ray, who represents some of the victims of the Gilgo Beach murder, the man who is suspected of being that person, his name is Rex Heuermann. His wife, Asa Elrup. We've been talking quite a bit about both of them over the course of the last year since the initial arrests have been made. Attorney John Ray has been one of the most vocal on this case, many times expressing his desire for law enforcement to take a much closer look into Asa Elrup, the wife of Rex Heuermann. And now, through some of his own gumshoe work, and I like to joke that I think he reminds me of Inspector Gadget with his hats and stuff all the time, but he's digging in places that it seems the actual investigators have not dug yet, and it has kind of a track record of bringing new things to light that others have not. Siobhan Scott joining us to discuss, psychotherapist and author. I'm really interested in some of these new things he's looking at in terms of dates. And again, we're talking about 2007, I believe, is what we're looking at. And some check-in dates to a hotel, determining whether or not Asa Elrup's alibi is as accurate as she says it is. What's your thoughts so far on this?
Yeah, you've got to do that. And I don't know if anyone is aware to what extent at this point Asa has been questioned. Mm-hmm. But with everything that's been raised, you've got to do it. You've got to look closely at this. And we want to know that if she was ignorant of this, whatever he was up to, then let's know that for sure so mm-hmm. we can rule her out. Because as we've said, we don't know what kind of mental health conditions the lady may be dealing with. We don't know the level of, you know, duress that she lived under with him. But that needs to be something that's looked at.
How much weight should just be put on the answer of dates and credit card receipts of saying you were here then? Sure. I mean, some of it does point that she was not there and she has brought some of that to light. Great. But if we're looking at, I'm just trying to think of any other case that somebody says, I got some credit card receipts over here. Okay, we're good. We're good. Your husband's accused of murdering all these women. Credit card receipts, that's all we need. That's good. I mean, it seems like you probably need a little more evidence than that to show you weren't involved and you just happened to be on vacation. God knows however many times your husband is striking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's no way to know at this point how many killings he's actually responsible for. Mm-hmm. And it's quite possible that she may have been out of town some of those times, but not other times. And so I think it's just, you know, it's like a big jigsaw puzzle that everybody's trying to put the pieces together and see what is the real picture here, what makes sense.
What do you think is going on behind those closed doors of the Asa Elrup house with the camera crew watching her every move as they work on the documentary? Is it running through her mind, hey, maybe in my own best interest, I should be coming up with the evidence here showing that I had nothing to do with this? Does she care at all about the public opinion of any of this or where that opinion may lead in terms of possibly getting herself arrested? I would think if this were my spouse and I was like, oh my God, I have nothing to do with this, I'd be like creating websites and Facebook pages showing everything of where I was and why I have nothing to do with anything of the sort. Here, it just doesn't seem to be like that. We've only seen her go and get mad at the police because they took all of their guns. They ripped up the house a bit, which is understandable. And just overall be really cantankerous and show absolutely no empathy for these victims, whether her husband did it or not. I mean, it's like you're at the center of this. Would be nice to say, this is horrible.
Yeah, the lady strikes me as not quite right in some way. Mm-hmm. And that's why I would have a suspicion that she's got some kind of mental health problem. It may not be something, you know, as overt as a psychotic condition or something where she's truly, you know, a major mental illness, but there's something off mm-hmm. with her. And it, you know, if she ever was evaluated, I think her behavior might make a lot more sense, because all of it at this point isn't quite adding up to how any of us think we would be responding in a situation like that.
Sure.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.